There's one sure way to beat that tired, thirsty feeling that naturally follows a hard day's work.
It's time for the Rust Belt Renaissance.
My advice to you is to start drinking heavily.
Good idea.
Great idea. Brilliant idea. I love the idea.
It's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain.
It's like happy hour for your ears.
Hello, 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 everyone. I am Greg, and here we have...
Jonathan.
And Paul, and this is the new and improved Rust Belt Renaissance.
Well, it's new. We have a new beginning. We have a couple new things on tap, but we'll see if it's much improved.
It's better than a fish tank.
Anything's better than a fish tank.
Yeah, like we were in a fish tank, and there was the clam that kept opening with all the bubbles, and... The guy in the diving suit was I don't know fish tanks.
No, have you seen? I've not seen Finding Nemo. A little fun fact about me.
I've not either. I haven't seen the whole thing. So you're not the only one. Don't worry. Well,
it's delightful.
I'm not averse to it. I think we watched 15 minutes of it last time. Kimmy said, "Hey, you haven't seen this. You should watch it." And then I fell asleep. So
the weird thing about it is Nemo like loses his mother early. Spoiler alert. And his dad has to raise him, but they're clownfish. Clownfish, if there's not many of the same sex around, they'll change to the other sex. So it's like, why didn't Nemo's dad become his mom?
Yeah.
I don't know if Pixar really ever got into all that.
No, they should have split time, really. Just change back and forth so he could, like, throw the fish football to his son when he's a dude. And if he needs to breastfeed Nemo...
Because fish are known for breastfeeding.
Just put on the old lady fins. You're good to go.
Lady fins used to be my dancer name.
I am not surprised by that one bit.
All right, let's get to what we have on tap.
What am I, a doctor or a moon shuttle conductor?
That's the wrong thing I played right there.
As I said, I wasn't sure if it was improved.
Yes, more fun in a glass.
I wish it were winter. We could make it into ice blocks and skate on it. Hmm. And then melt it in the springtime and drink it.
Gee, what a wonderful beer.
Look for the sign that says, on draft.
All right, and what wonderful beer do we have this evening?
Today we have Conway's Irish Style Ale from Great Lakes Brewing Company. Really the brewing company that started all in Northeast Ohio. This guy comes out around St. Paddy's Day every year and is truly one of my favorites. It is just delicious. A nice Irish style ale for all the mix.
I was wanting to ask who Conway is, but there's a whole story on the back of the beer bottle about
him. You should know who Conway is.
Yeah, this is...
You zip your tongue.
Named after Conway Twitty. No, not really.
The country Elvis, as I like to call it.
The country Elvis. Isn't that Elvis?
I guess a little bit.
Okay.
All right, but so Elvis is really the Donnie and Marie of music. He's a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll.
I can't disagree with that. No, that's true. You know, and that's what we'll be tasting this entire evening because it's getting close to St. Patrick's Day. And with that being said, St. Patrick's Day is known for questionable decision-making and stories about self-inflicted harm. And I have one right now. It's not St. Patrick's Day related.
All right.
But Greg saved my life recently.
I did hear about this. I think the world needs to know.
Look, before you dig into this, I'm just going to say me saving people's lives. Everyday occurrence. So you don't owe me anything.
It's a day that ends in Y. Greg's like, wake up, brush my teeth, save three orphans, go to work. You're welcome.
Yeah, I can see that.
Call that Tuesday.
Orphan Tuesday. So I was working out, which that's probably just a funny statement by itself, a couple days ago. And I was really getting into the workout. I was listening to Kesha, because that's not a joke.
Nothing gets me in the mood like Kesha for a strong workout.
Kesha is my spirit animal. Thank you very much.
This is all making more sense now how I get involved.
I brush my teeth some, what was it, Jack, on the way out the door. What's the lyric? I probably really do know it. It's on my live journal. So, anyway.
I can't think of it off the top of my head right now.
Yeah, so I was working out, really getting into it, and I was doing this thing where I was, like, just really focusing, listening to the music, listening to the Kesha, letting her just pour through me.
The Kesha is pouring through you.
Yeah. And I really got into it. I was on the elliptical, and I started doing this thing where I was trying to, like, run really fast, but I started, like, making, I don't know, what is that, like, swords with my hands, like okay. Robert Patrick.
You're really getting into
Robert
it
Robert Patrick from Terminator 2, chasing after John Connor, just really going at it. And then I bring one of my karate hands down. I hit my headphone cord. And my headphones pop out of my ears, but not the earbuds.
Oh. So the earbuds are there, and that's it.
The headphones are away. So I freak out, try to pull the earbuds out. They come out, and I'm like, oh, good. Put them back in, get my Kesha back on, little Katy Perry, little, let me think who else. It's pretty much just Selena Gomez. All so female pop stars.
So basically you're telling
me... I'm a 12-year-old girl. But anyway.
No, you just have a sexy selection of music.
Of young girls?
They're not young.
Yeah, well, not anymore, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, so I finish my workout. I go to take out the earbuds. Left one comes out fine. Right one pops back out where it's stuck in my ear. So I try to reach in, and it goes further into my ear.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's really wedged into my ear. I have fat sausage fingers, and I'm making it worse.
I know that problem.
Yeah. So I was freaking out. I was, like, in the shower trying to do that thing where you're trying to do suction on your ear, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm sure if anybody heard me while taking a shower, they're probably questioning what I was doing in the shower. And I was like, well, I'm going to be late to work. I do not want to be late to work for having a piece of rubber stuck in my ear.
That's a scary thing.
So I rush off to our local Drug Mart, buy two sets of tweezers.
Why two?
Because one was wider, and the other one was a little bit more for splinters. And I was like, one way or another, this thing's coming out of my goddamn ear.
Oh.
So, and I bought a Monster, just because, well, I'm not...
Nothing like a little of that energy.
Yeah, to, I was just like, you know, eventually.
Yeah.
It sounds like Discount Drug Mart really saved you the runaround, though.
They had everything I need. You know, and I was just like, hey, old people, I'm shopping here, too. Look, I want to get an odd assortment of weirdly spiritual Easter candy yeah. and some tweezers. Okay. So I get in the car. I still might be late to work, but this thing's driving me nuts. So I'm taking the tweezers, trying to get this thing out of my ear, and I start driving to work. And it occurs to me, I probably shouldn't have sharp metal objects in my hand.
Nope.
Because that's all I need. That would be the way my life ends.
Yep.
Get rear-ended, stab myself in the head, and they'd be like, what did he do?
Yeah.
Oh, earbud. And there's Kesha on his iPod.
Can we make a movie? Basically, at that point, it's the remake of Air Bud.
Yeah. So I get to work, drinking my wonderful Conway's Irish Ale here. Get to work. I see Jonathan there. And Greg, spoiler alert, we do associate in the workspace.
We do.
We're not really friends. We're just more workplace associates.
Wow, that's kind of rude. This is news to me. Yeah. I mean, so, I can't wait till Greg comes back from finishing his Conways and hears that we're not friends. We're work associates.
Associates.
Work associates, not friends.
This is who we are to you now? Work associates.
Yeah, what, Mr. Stroud, is that?
Yeah, that's how you say it. You know.
You know, from HR. Mr. Stroud from HR. You know, we've worked on the Gibson project. I would love to see Greg in an
HR role.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Yeah.
So I go to my local HR rep, Mr. Stroud, and I walk up to him, and I'm like, I need your help. He's like, what's wrong? I was like, I will tell you in a minute. Because I didn't want to go telling the whole goddamn world, by the way, I'm 36. I got a goddamn earbud stuck in my
I think you should have.
I'm just going to interject at this point. What I see is apparently a work colleague of mine coming to the HR rep and visibly upset, covered in sweat. Shaking a fist at me, thick ham sweat. Yeah, shaking a fist at me and saying, "We ham need a conference room."
Sweat.
No, go on.
Yeah. So I try to pull him aside, and I'm like, "Can we please find a room without any windows?" And that must sound kind of odd.
And Greg also has a 6-inch blade just stuck in his stomach now. Yeah. It's real weird.
Well, I bought two sets of tweezers. You know, so. One I fashioned to it, the world's tiniest shiv.
Yeah.
So.
And the other one he can use to remove that from me after he steals right. my wallet.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I return the favor.
I'm right. not a barbarian.
Right.
So, it's just something inherently embarrassing about asking another human to be like, hey, could you please reach into an orifice and pull something out? And it's not a weekend.
Okay. I was going to cut you off right there and say, I don't know how you live your life, but. You finished it on a high note.
Yeah. So I tell Greg, like what happened? And he's like, let me look. And I'm like trying to tip my head to show him, like, what's going on? And I'm sure, like, my ear is probably a horror show.
Just sweat and ear goop and just, ugh.
Sounds miserable.
So I give you a pair of tweezers. I trust you to not stab my brain.
He trusts a good work colleague.
Yeah, work colleague.
To dig a large piece of rubber out of another colleague's ear.
Yeah, I asked a work colleague to reach deep inside me.
Not a friend.
Not a friend.
No, not a friend. Okay.
No, because I think we're almost family at this point.
Oh, so we've gone from
not being friends. Greg and I.
Oh. I see how this. Well, I'm on board with this train. Sorry, Johnny.
I haven't found a train you want to get on.
That's a fact.
Greg's already entered the Paul station.
Toot-toot!
I'm making a train motion, but there's no noise.
All aboard the ear train.
Well, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Can't be that pleasurable.
So, thankfully, as Greg is inside me, reaching, I feel it start to come loose, and I'm elated.
A euphoric sense just encompasses him.
And once he was finished, I took a nap. Mm-hmm. It was pretty amazing.
I left chocolates on the nightstand.
And bus fare.
I was going to say, and a number for a taxi.
Yeah, so Greg saved my life, at least my ear life.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
He could have dealt without
like I said, Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be weird when I go next week and be like, Greg, I lost a race car.
I hope he brought some gloves.
And it's like, why'd you bring these salad tongs? I'm like, I don't know. Anyway. So that's a true story that Greg reached deep inside me and saved my life.
It's good that you have family that would do that for you.
Yeah. So, anyway.
As we digress.
So, we are friends, John. Jonathan.
Such good friends.
Yeah, such good friends. That I want to make sure that you're taken care of and that you are well provided for, that you have shelter and wonderful things to eat. So right now, I'm going to present to you something that you need to have sustenance.
Sustenance.
Yeah. So here it is. Okay. We're going to give something, Jonathan, something for him to eat.
Who wants that? Who wants to have a little?
Your favorite, a Twinkie wiener sandwich.
You want some more?
Have some more sloppy Joes.
Now there's a man who knows when he's got something good in his mouth.
All right.
I'm scared.
Why are you scared? We provided you something. I worry about you. You're getting a little thin.
It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, nobody's ever told me that I've been getting thin.
Well, I mean, we've had discussions, so I worry. We know you run off. I know you run off to go throw up in the bathroom just to keep your bikini shape.
You binge and purge daily.
That's right.
All right, so first episode, callback, we brought you the Luther.
I like the Luther.
Yeah, you like the Luther.
I'm sure you did.
Well, please tell us what you see that Greg has brought to you.
Well, looks like two hot dogs between a bun. So, Paul, he brought you and Greg. It's weird.
Yeah, it's the Paul-Greg connection.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then something that looks like a Paul-Greg sausage.
Two wieners on a bun.
Two wieners on a bun.
Yeah. Got a weird smell to it, though. It's almost kosher. Is it kosher? Wait,
why are you getting anti-Semitic?
Is
it kosher?
Do you like any condiments on your hot dogs? I will allow that.
Yeah.
I like ketchup.
You
can bring some ketchup and another wonderful Conway's Conway Twitty Ale.
What are these round circle things?
Guess you'll have to find out, huh?
Guess so.
So, yeah. So, it looks like you have a wonderful hot dog.
This is not as exciting as the Luther. Mm-mm. No.
Well, I didn't have any donuts.
Doesn't smell like
you
anything.
You seem really apprehensive about this.
It doesn't smell like anything.
It doesn't smell like anything.
A little ketchup for you.
Thanks.
A little Greg action with the ketchup.
I like how you shake it.
A little Conway Twitties for you. The key's always near my butt.
The key is near the butt. All right, so Jonathan's putting
that
some
is
ketchup.
A scholarly amount of ketchup right there. Oh, I'm back. Hey.
Oh, hey.
Greg saves lives, and he's a cook.
Really, what it comes down to is providing for those you care about. As we found out, I care about Jonathan, and I care about Paul, whereas Paul only cares about me. Strange.
Yeah, alright. I'm gonna eat the round, circle, non-smelling patty-looking thing.
To be truthful, I'm not sure what that is either.
Circle, non-smelling patty used to be my wrestler name.
Two nicknames.
Way too many matches.
Two nicknames in one show? Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what it is.
Did we secretly give you vegetable bites?
What? Oh, no, is that vegetables in into a fried vegetable sausage looking disc? A hockey puck, if you will, a vegetable?
Yeah, it's like a vegan hockey puck.
How's that taste? How my veggie taste?
It doesn't taste like anything.
Attaboy, it's not that bad.
It tastes like log life.
The problem is that it doesn't taste like anything.
Well, maybe you should take a bite of that hot dog.
This scares me.
Why?
This scares the shit out of me.
It's a double dog.
I don't care what it is.
Hey, you're wearing an Indians hat. You love baseball. There is a hot dog.
It's like Dollar Dog Night, except you didn't pay anything for it.
I don't think that's the case here. But that's okay. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, your butt's going to pay later for it.
What? Alright. Taking a bite of this monstrosity.
Just one bite it. Just back of the throat, open up.
Back of the throat, let your eyes water a little bit.
I think that was all bread.
Almost.
Little ketchup.
I got a little bite of it.
Little bite.
Little teeny bite. I don't know what that is either. Let me take another bite.
You should probably eat all of it.
Yeah, you should give it another bite. Oh, that's a big bite. That's a good bite.
Yeah, that's sexy.
You know you like when I, bite wiener in front of you.
Yeah. If it was really meat...
Now, what is that?
It's not fish.
That's fine.
If it was fish, I wouldn't eat it.
I know it. I know. We're kind. We're friends. I know. We're givers.
Oh, me and you are friends?
Yeah. No, you and I are
not
friends.
After that. Oh, okay. Not after the non-tasting vegetable discs.
What is that? The hot dog thing.
It's called a tofu pup.
It's a tofu pup.
It is a tofu pup. It is a little tiny hot dog.
Huh.
Now that bun is your anti-Semitic favorite, challah bread.
Challah.
Can you say challah?
Is it challah or kala?
Challah.
So like cauliflower.
Like challah at your boy.
Well, I mean, the bread's bread. Like, it isn't like, oh, by the way, you just ate a wood log bun.
Basically, challah bread, and forgive me because I really don't know what it's made out of, is like delicious bread covered in butter and deliciousness.
Yeah, you'd probably like that.
I mean, yeah, it's not bad. I mean, I don't know how people eat this. There's no taste.
I'm going to try a vegetable dish.
Hand me one of those pucks.
Yeah. There's nothing to it.
I don't know. It's pretty good.
It's a texture thing. I mean, it's not bad.
It doesn't taste like anything, though.
No,
it tastes like... Where's the taste?
Dip into some ketchup there.
No,
you like
I don't
that.
Want to dip it in ketchup.
Yeah, kind of like a quinoa. Kind of like a subtle quinoa.
Yeah.
Something, something.
A subtle quinoa lajuan.
Yeah. I could taste a skyhook.
That tastes like success. Honey, do you want some of that? Yeah. All right. I was talking
to Paul. He's talking to Jonathan.
Yeah. Okay.
Double wiener. That's how
Kimmy double just wiener. Made your podcast debut.
And I'm saying wiener, of course.
We're trying to actively feed the vegan wiener to to a person that's not on a microphone.
Double wiener,
aka Greg's fiance.
Yep. That's her. Goodbye, you sweet little angel.
Nice special guest appearance.
Yeah.
Thanks for making this.
She classed it up, honestly.
There you go, bud.
You did not mind that bite. In fact, you took a second bite until you figured out it was tofu.
Oh, he's doing the thing. He's doing the thing that people with, like, I don't know, they're like, oh, I don't want to try this. Here, have some.
Here's some ketchup. Throw it on that tofu wiener, and you deep throat that.
I am not eating the rest of that. The name of the game is for me to try it. Doesn't mean I have to finish it.
Oh, we're changing the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're changing the game too, Paul.
Oh. Paul.
Yeah. All right, fine. Just try it.
I did.
Good. You win. We all win.
Yeah. Everybody's winning. Everybody wins.
I feel like I'm not winning at all.
Hey, you saved my life. You reached deep inside me, and you gave Jonathan a wiener.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you're winning.
I'm pretty sure you guys are the winner. You're welcome.
By the way, I shared my shitty food with you. You win.
It's not shitty. I like the vegetable bites. They were bad.
Yeah, those aren't bad. What kind of vegetables are in it?
I don't know.
You know what? I want to...
All
nope,
of them.
Nope, nope.
So...
What's your least favorite vegetable?
That one.
Well, it was full of that one.
What's wrong with the tofu dog?
I don't know. It's kind of a weird texture.
I mean, but hot dogs are a weird texture in general.
Yeah, I don't think about that, but...
And the challah bread is unbelievable.
There you go.
You're out of your mind.
Take that. Yep, there you go.
All right. I'm going to try to put the wieners in my mouth as well.
Yeah. Do you want a piece of challah bread?
Well, I'm good. Damn, that was an impressive bite.
Would you like a challah grilled cheese?
Oh, yeah.
I can make that happen later on. Challah grill cheese time. What?
Challah grill.
How's that taste?
There's nothing. It tastes like nothing.
The bread is amazing.
Yeah.
Isn't it really good? It's unbelievable.
But that's
Like,
that's it.
The tofu pup is like, it has that kind of hot dog consistency, but there's nothing really there.
No.
Okay. I'll trust you on that.
Nothing.
There's a subtle aftertaste of like all the animal parts that aren't in other foods.
Let me get a bite of that bottom dog.
Well, all right. So,
I don't like.
You got to pick a side because I ate one end and Jonathan ate the other end.
I'm going with this end because it's more accessible.
It was like a human centipede of vegan hot dogs.
There's nothing.
And now we all have mouth herpes.
Sorry, guys.
Well, wait a second. You two do. You didn't eat off my side.
Again, sorry, Paul.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Nothing there.
It was a little weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very strange.
It's the weirdest thing. There's.
I had a lot of weird stuff, and that. I even doctored it up. I even put in some olive oil after.
No, I appreciate that, but.
Okay,
but
we'll see. Oh.
Wow. Oh, man.
That got real weird.
What? We've never just held wieners up and dropped them into my mouth?
I don't know. Can I possibly get that on picture?
Yeah, sure. All right.
Yep, so there you go. Weird. You're good.
Oh, don't let him lie to you. Those are fake. He could take more than that.
It's true. Don't want to tell you how I know that.
Excellent.
All right, we're going to tweet that picture out, and I'll never get to run for public office.
There you go. Like that was a concern.
Me and Kucinich, we're going to win Hawaii and then the rest of the country.
Absolutely. All right, so what's up? What's up? What are we doing? What are we doing here? What's going on?
So
I see you have some note cards here. I'm a little.
We have some note cards. I have some other things.
All right. Let's get this over with.
Greg seems frustrated about this.
I'm not frustrated. I'm a very easygoing guy. A gentleman, if you will.
All right. So I've already kind of ruined things by the wrong button I pressed earlier.
Not surprised.
But now it's time.
Hit the button again.
To ask Greg.
What am I, a doctor or a moon shuttle conductor?
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a surgeon, not a psychiatrist.
I'm a doctor, not an escalator.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not an engineer.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
Are you a doctor, aren't you?
I don't know.
Just got to make it clear that Greg is not a doctor. But if it was the 23rd century, you may be a doctor.
I'm just saying I have my doctorates in sexology, which I am also a doctor, master student of.
Master sexology?
I'm a master sexness. All right, let's do it.
All right. So before we get further into Ask Greg, you said you were a master of sexology. I got to move... got to move the wiener as we talk about sexology.
Because
unfortunately, Dr. Greg, who's not a doctor, has a tiny dog that was going to go to the fake wiener.
Well, she can't eat meat, so she probably would be fine by that. So
it won't kill her, but it will kill Jonathan.
That's true.
Right. That's right. Yes. Yes.
All right. So, Greg, please tell me, like, you're pretty wise.
That's what people say.
And please tell me where you've built your knowledge, your wisdom.
I'd say mainly the streets.
The streets?
I come from the streets.
Yeah. Minter Marsh University?
Streets of Hard Knocks?
Not too far from the marsh. I was a professor of Mentor on the Lakeness.
Mentor on the Lakeness.
That
was the branch campus in Ashtabula, right?
I took my undergrad at Spuddy's. Also, had a quick stop at the Ale House. And got my doctorates at the 306 Lounge-ish University.
I'm not an Eastsider or originally from Cleveland. I don't know where any of that stuff is. But I'll assume it's all accredited universities, much like the University of Phoenix Online, Triangle Tech, and whatever school it was that person from All in the Family said you can get a degree in VCR repair.
Oh, yes.
So what Greg doesn't know, because he doesn't do social media other than Instagram and whatever, or MySpace. You had an Instagram, right? No, it wasn't you. Okay.
I had a MySpace.
Another Greg I know.
I had a MySpace back in like 2005.
Yeah. How's your LiveJournal going?
Slaying pussy. I'm sorry. That's facts of MySpace. Welcome to 2005, son.
All right. So I asked some friends and fans of the show to write in with some questions.
That's like three people, so
a lot of
I'll them figure out put where multiple these questions are coming from.
All right. So we're gonna ask you some questions, and I want your honest advice
for
these questions.
You got it.
Whitney V, formerly of Texas, which according to Greg is just like deep southern America.
Deep southern
like,
Ohio.
Like yes. Like Atlantis, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's way less, but yeah, it's just down
she
there.
She writes, "Dear Ask Greg, should I be weirded out that I walked in on my boyfriend trying on my underwear?"
I guess it depends on what type of underwear it is, really.
Any so, type.
Well, here's the thing with ladies' undergarments is that we all know the basic couple. There's the boy short, the normal, right?
Granny panties.
Right, and then there's the thong, right?
Mm-hmm. So three.
Okay, yeah, three types. So I think you might be able to stuff your junk into two of those types, but if you're trying to fit that shit into a thong, no way. You should be freaked out. So my question is to you, Whitney V, what was he trying on?
That's a good answer.
I don't know.
Well thought out. That's reasoned. You know way too much about girls' undergarments.
Men are on legology.
Wait a second.
Wait, okay. I think you know about all three.
Here's the real question, though. Mm-hmm. If it's a thong, can they continue to date? Yes or no? Like, if it was just anybody.
Well, you know the old saying, if it fits in the thong, this relationship will go long. I don't really even know if that's a thing.
I think what you meant to say is if it fits in the thong, this relationship's all wrong.
I like... Okay, fine. All right. So, next question. That was
beautiful, I know.
Dear Ask Greg,
Doc.
Jason A., formerly of Marion County, West Virginia, asked, is it okay to bring a slice of cheese in my pocket to a party? You know, in case I need to snack with something or whatnot. Like, a wrapped American single slice of cheese in my pocket.
Well, I have to say, Jason A., I'm not surprised that this is a serious question coming from a gentleman of your area.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying...
I grew up in the county beside
this fair.
Fine, upstanding gentleman.
I'm just saying that maybe in West Virginia, a wrapped single of cheese is a perfectly acceptable snack. See, here in the north, we might have a banana or something in its own packaging that we take as a snack. Now, I understand that the plastic wrapper and the plastic cheese are very similar, but they are not one and the same. You cannot consume said wrapper.
It's kind of our currency down there. It's like, I'll give you five cheese bags.
Cheese
bags?
If,
that might be one of the most racist things I've ever heard in my life. Cheese bags?
We're talking the currency.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, if I said, hey, you're from Madison, Wisconsin, you goddamn cheese bag.
See, it's how you say it. It's how you say it. I'm with you, Paul. So I would say to you, Jason A., if you're hungry, if you want to take the snack, or also if you want to turn a profit, bring that cheese with you. You got it, son.
I think Charlie Day would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so... Let's see what we got else here. Got a couple other good questions. Got to scroll through the faces book.
The book of faces?
All right.
I think I might be breaking Facebook right now.
No. Here's one.
I don't think that they can top me.
Oh, Devin D.
Kim Kardashian.
Devin D. of D. Cleveland, Ohio asks, Dear Ask Greg, does my 3 weeks in the mouse costume at Chuck E. Cheese count towards my registration with the Screen Actors Guild?
Yes, absolutely.
Short answer. I appreciate that.
I've been there. I've been Chuck E. Cheese.
Then you are an accredited member? Yes. Wait, were you in the costume?
Oh, yeah.
You are an accredited member of the Screen Actors Guild. Congratulations. Yes.
By the way, hopefully everybody in Parma is okay from the Chuck E. Cheese beating.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Honestly, prayers with you guys.
Yeah.
Gang violence is no joke.
Nope.
Prayers to Chuck E. Cheese, Sea Dog, Sea Rat, yep. Mouse Rat. Band formerly known as Mouse Rat.
Scarecrow Boat.
Five Skin. All the greats. Love to you.
All right. Got another Jason A. question, because he had a lot that he was curious about. Dear Ask Greg, I'm not an actor. I just play one on TV. Why won't you just call Mom?
Well, I'd say a lot of things. Whose mom are we really speaking about? If it's Jason's mom, she might be preoccupied with her mouthpiece with a gentleman around her fine establishment, which is a whorehouse.
Oh, or some cheese in the pocket.
There's the currency. All costs for a beeger, one single of American cheese.
So awkward.
I'm just kidding. I'm sure she's a wonderful woman.
All right. So Neil R. from Wisconsin, goddamn cheese backs. He's not really originally from Wisconsin. He lives there. He's from Michigan and Tennessee. Doesn't matter.
No, I refuse to answer this question.
All right.
Here it is.
Dear
Ask
Greg.
Michigan.
He didn't even live in Michigan. That has
Fuck
nothing
Michigan.
To do with anything. All right.
You said he was there.
I said at Wisconsin. Point. Oh, he's from Michigan originally.
Yeah, fuck Michigan. Okay. Issue resolved. Fuck Michigan.
Yeah, okay, great. Dear Ask Greg, I read somewhere consent is overrated. Would you agree?
Wow. You know what? I think I do agree with that. I'd never really thought about it before, but there's somewhere over the rainbow, there's somewhere the grass is greener on the other side. There's somewhere Jonathan's not a whore. Yeah, I just really think.
Where's that?
Somewhere, bro. That it is overrated. I agree 100%. Thank you for bringing this to my attention.
All right. So
who asked me that?
That was Neil R. from Wisconsin.
I would like
Michigan.
Oh, fuck you.
No. Neil's a goddamn hero, so...
No.
No.
He doesn't live in Michigan anymore.
Wait. You just said Greg was a hero.
I am.
How many heroes do you have?
How many times did Neil save your life?
Me.
Why are you lying to him?
Oh, I can have many heroes. All right.
Disappointed.
So, another question. This one is from Kim Y. Of Cleveland, Ohio.
I know one.
I recently found out my favorite dish, calamari, at a local restaurant wasn't actually calamari, but was actually fried pig rectum. I've been eating it for years, and it was so delicious. Realistically, what's my next move here?
Explore other rectums. I think if you find something near and dear to you that you love, you shouldn't care what society or anybody else thinks. I say eat as many rectums as you possibly can. Best of luck, Kim Y.
Does that mean if she has a boyfriend, did she cheat on them?
Why is eating rectum cheating?
No, I think that's fair game.
I mean, consent is overrated, as we just found out.
I don't know.
It's not like she's paying with Kraft singles.
True.
So this next question is from somebody else, but I'm going to say it's from Jonathan B. From Y-Town, Ohio.
Southern Ohio.
Yeah.
All right, let's do
this. I'm trying to break into the DJ scene. What's the coolest DJ name you could think of that still shows my love for vegan roots and my German Shepherd?
Wow, that's really intense.
He likes round vegetable discs and tofu hot dogs.
D DJ Octofu.
Octofu?
Yeah. Octung, warning, tofu, delicious. DJ Octofu. Octofu!
The Wu-Tang?
Just saying.
RZA.
T-RZA.
Okay.
Octofu.
So, Erica M. of Parma, Ohio, asked the following question. Dear Ask Greg, what's a cheap dish that feeds a crowd for a key party? Must be gluten-free.
I'm going to go ahead and say horse cock.
Is that gluten-free?
It can feed a party of people from Ohio. Parma, Ohio. And it's gluten-free. I don't know. They all suck horse cock.
Oh, man.
I was really gunning for the Parma demographic, so I was hoping you'd be like, oh, a wonderful potato dish or something. That'd be great for a key party.
Do not ask me questions you don't intend to understand the answer, Paul.
Okay.
Right, so. Oh, and if you guys are upset with me, you can reach out to me on Facebook or Twitter or go fuck yourselves. I don't.
You don't use either one of those. By the way, randomly, what is the Twitter, Jonathan?
At Russ Bell Podcast.
Okay.
And if you want to spew your hate to Jonathan about my actions, by all means.
And what's our email address?
At Russ Bell.
No, oh, it's RussBellPodcast
at gmail.com.
Oh,
right.
Boy.
Rebecca.
All right. So, Joseph C. from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Nope.
Why? Why? What's the...
What colors does he bleed?
You mean...
Answer wisely.
What colors? I mean, it's the navy and gray of the Nittany Lions.
Nope.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm.
No, we don't care about it.
Go back to State College, PA, you fuck.
So Joseph C. asks...
Nope.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Joseph Stalin.
No, it's Joseph C., not right. Joseph S.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Joseph Russian C.
My wife won't let me in bed unless I... I let her call me Paul. Is it okay that I like that?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, really, what she's calling out to is Paul Brown, an actual reasonable football person from a great football town. And I do not blame your wife for being aroused by that. That's fine. Get a good football team. I hate you.
Get a better college.
Right. Hey, remember when Joe Paterno covered up raping little boys? That's cool.
Oh my god.
What?
That's a bit rough. What'd you say?
He's dead. He can't defend himself.
By the way, that's not Erie. Mercyhurst is in Erie.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But so, I don't recognize...
I think you need to apologize to Erie.
Do not recognize Christian universities.
I don't even know if that's true.
Mercyhurst is, actually.
Is it?
I had a friend who went there full ride for female goalie on a soccer team. Girl I grew up with. Wonderful woman.
It's unfortunate that you went to such a shitty state.
Yeah.
Got another Parma question for me.
I got another Parma answer for you.
Erica M.
Doesn't even know her own last name. Not surprised.
No, I don't know her last name.
It's probably changed several times.
Conway's Irish Ale. All right.
Delicious.
What's the proper way to get his friend's blessing when it comes to MILFs?
Just say, hey, yeah, check this MILF out I'm banging. High five, blessing received. I mean, that's pretty... Why is she asking that? Is she the MILF? And if she is, I demand to see pictures.
Maybe a Rust Belt Podcast.
Rust Belt Podcast. Dot Jonathan.
Dot Jonathan. Dot gov. Dot TV.
Right.
That's right. I am my own government.
All right. Paul S.
I know this guy. He's a clown.
Of West Side Cleveland asks.
West Side Virginia asks.
Dear Ask Greg, what color drapes should go with making my girlfriend shut the hell up about her problems?
I think it's, what do you call it? It's out of that spousal abuse spectrum.
The Ray Rice collection?
Yeah.
Raven's Purple?
I think it's... I got nothing. It's... Oh, boy. This is a really tough question. I will go with Raven's Purple. That punch you in the eye purple.
Punch you in the eye purple? Okay.
Yeah. I fell into a doorknob purple.
Yeah. All right. So... Devin D. of the Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
And Cleveland.
Go ahead, Devin.
Dear Ask Greg, my gun says point front towards enemy. What if I hate myself?
You kill yourself. That is not a question a man would ever ask. Mm-mm. If you hate yourself, you kill yourself. If you're asking that self, you should kill yourself.
Real man would just do it. No asking.
Nope. For the record, I'm not telling you to do this.
No.
I can't be held accountable for your decisions. You have free will. Yourself.
Someone named Paul S. that's not me. Asked.
From Westchester, PA?
Sure. Dear Ask Greg, how close is too close to stand behind a stranger to smell their hair?
What's the length of the hair?
Long enough? I don't know.
Close enough.
I respect that. You just
got zit on that shit.
I respect that. Mm-hmm.
Bring on the questions.
All right. Greg S. asks,
oh.
Help! My girlfriend invited me to dinner to meet her parents for the first time. What's the best opening line to use when I shake her dad's hand to let him know that I'm cultured, classy, but definitely not gay?
I'm banging your daughter. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Right. I think that was a good first round of Ask Greg.
Wait, I got a quick little question for you. It's not really a question. It's more sort of a story to tag along with that. So we've all had experiences growing up where possibly people have walked into a situation, maybe a more intimate moment that you were sharing with another person, and it caught
like
you
watching
off,
The Bodyguard,
right? And it caught you off guard, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure we all have those situations out there. When I was back in high school, I was, making the intercourse.
Oh.
Yes.
Going to the Oregon Trail, heading to Oregon.
Right.
Going to intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Right. So this was in the middle of the day. For some reason, I wasn't the greatest of kids. I just decided not to go. This was more important to me. So we are going to town in her mom's living room. Just her mom's at work. House is empty. Caught the moment.
I thought you said your mom was in the room.
That would truly make for an interesting story. But let me go on. Her house, her living room, and I hear turn of the doorknob. So I look, and the girl gets up, covers herself in the blanket, and runs off into the back room, her bedroom. And I'm standing there, buck-ass naked, condom and all, staring at her mom, who walked in the door, and all I could muster out of my mouth was, "I'm not banging your daughter." And I grab my pants off. Honest to God, this is a true story. I grab my pants off the floor, and I run out of the house, buck naked, condom still on, and jump in my car and take off.
What did you want her to think, though?
That's all my brain could possibly come up with at that moment. I can't make this up.
Dear Ask Greg, what would you tell somebody that was in a room fully nude with prophylactic in place and their mother walks in?
Deny.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Play me out. All right. Play me out. Play this greatness out. Play me out.
Nothing to play.
God damn it.
Yeah. Surprise. I only have so many buttons this time around because I had a itinerary and a certain number of buttons.
Right. Well, you hit certain buttons early on. Can you just hit one of those again? Just sure. Any of them. Really any of them. It doesn't matter.
What am I, a doctor or a moon shuttle conductor?
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a surgeon, not a psychiatrist.
I'm a doctor, not an escalator.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
I really it was impressive. That.
All right, so that was Ask Greg. Greg is not a doctor, but he is worldly wise. And if you have any other questions for Ask Greg, please feel free to email us or hit us up on Twitter. Use the hashtag AskGreg. Or the hashtag AskGreg.
Just save yourself some time and don't do that.
No, do it.
I mean, if you're from Parma or Erie, I guess you're not allowed to listen to the show.
I think
or Wisconsin. Those cheesebacks.
We're starting to understand our market. I wanna talk a quick bit about a certain thing that's been bothering me. So the Lenten season started, and me as a good American Catholic that cares about two things a year decide that I need to make a Lenten pledge, right? You know, I decided working out for 40 days like Jesus did is really totally something right. That would solidify my faith. So I started working out, right? Ash Wednesday, I started working out. Today we're at that halfway point, 20 days straight, hour a day. And something today alarmed me. So I work out as I normally do, and I come back from the gym and go into the locker room to change and get back together and get out of there. And I look over as I come into the locker room, and there's a set of bathrooms, and I see bare feet in the stall.
Like in the bathroom stall.
In the bathroom stall.
Nope, totally freaked out.
Bare feet. And I smell it. I smell this earthly shit. Just been mustering it out the entire time. So this dude dropped trowel, bare feet, squeezing out of shit into the bathroom stall. I go and I'm just quickly changing to get out of this mustard fart of gas. Just terrible. Guy finishes up.
I like taking my shoes off.
Like what? Guy finishes up and comes in the locker room. I'm sitting on the bench at this point, just putting my shoes on. So he strips down fully buck-ass naked. Like, dong flopping in the wind, right at eye level.
I'm definitely not doing your daughter.
Right.
He runs out of there.
And like, just like, sorry. I'm like, sorry that you just destroyed
the... You just apologize for being naked?
No, sorry about destroying the toilet barefoot. Oh, just awful, awful.
No. You don't apologize for that. You say, you just pretend it didn't happen, and then you move on with your life.
Well, that blends into the Catholic way of belief. If you have a problem as an Irish Catholic, you just ignore that problem until
it will eventually kill you.
Slowly kills you. I'm doing that right now with you guys.
Right now in this room.
Yeah.
As I'm not wearing shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure. Either.
Yeah. That guy was Paul.
Oh.
Yeah, it's getting weird.
And then he came in and took something out of my ear.
It's just very strange.
Mid-passage. I don't know what that means.
So, Paul, I gotta say something to you, and this might upset you.
It's true. It might.
The movie Alien sucks.
What?
And
Time out. James Cameron's masterpiece is the greatest goddamn movie that's ever existed, and you need to apologize right the fuck now.
No.
I think what you mean is James Cameron's B movie.
That was Piranha. That was before he directed anything else. I will agree with you on that one.
Wait a second. Aliens. I second what he's saying.
No.
Alien sucks.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Nope. I think he just does to get my goat.
No.
No.
Nope. Game over, man.
Let me read something for you, Paul. This is a review of Alien. Okay?
I want to need a beer for this.
Here you go.
But it's not opened. I'm trying to use my teeth. It's not working.
Yeah, have a great con. I wouldn't do that, dude. Mm-mm.
But you're about to just tear apart one of the greatest goddamn movies ever existed.
We're not gonna tear it apart. We're just gonna lightly spank it. Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. Bring it.
An overblown B movie. Technically impressive, but awfully pretentious, and is difficult to sit through as a black mass sung in Latin. Alien, like Dawn of the Dead, only scares you away from the movies.
Okay. Who wrote this? Because it couldn't have been one of you guys. That's really eloquent.
No. It's his, Michael Srago from the LA Herald Examiner.
The fuck is that?
He works in LA. He's important.
Great.
Very.
Great, great. So, what was the genesis of you guys bringing up?
Well, we were talking
your
about
dislike of aliens.
We were talking about good movies, and we talked about bad movies.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Talking about good movies, please define to me what you consider good movies.
Avengers.
Okay, that's a good movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's a good movie. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Other ones. As you know, I don't watch many movies.
So you've seen two movies.
No. I mean, Batman destroyed Alien. Way better.
Which Batman?
All three of the last ones. No. Way better than Alien. No.
Dark Knight was good. Mm-hmm. Aliens, it's just a great movie. I don't understand where the hate is.
It's terrible.
The hate is it's a bad movie with a bad director, a bad producer, and all right special effects for that time.
The special effects were really good.
No. No, they weren't.
Jonathan, I get that you were born after the movie came out. So
it doesn't matter. It doesn't make it a bad or good movie when it was made. It was just a bad movie.
You know what? You know what movie is better than that? Beverly Hills Cop.
That's a good movie.
But
Predator. It's like apples and oranges.
Beverly Hills Ninjas.
Predator.
Predator is way better.
Yeah.
Let me read you this one.
Evil Dead.
You're all naming movies that I'm good with, but they're just different.
Let's see here. Wally was a more convincing alien-esque movie.
That statement has no sense attached to it whatsoever.
Big Hero 6.
Yeah, also, that was okay.
Brave, Toy Story.
Are you just going to start naming Pixar movies?
Cars. Shawshank Redemption.
No, not Cars. Fuck Cars.
Whoa.
Can we just agree that the Shawshank Redemption is the best movie ever made?
It's up there.
Yeah, I mean, what's better than it?
Let me get through this last review.
Aliens.
It would be very convincing. Cut. Oh, wait. It would be very convincing to say that there's no hope for movies. The audiences have been so corrupted by television and have become so jaded that all they want are noisy thrills and dumb jokes and images that move along in an undemanding way so they can sit and react at the simplest motor level.
And there's plenty of evidence, such as the success of Alien. This was a haunted house with gorilla picture set in outer space.
I agree with that.
It reached out, grabbed you, and squeezed your stomach. It was more gripping than entertaining, but a lot of people didn't mind. They thought it was terrific, because at least they'd felt something. They'd been brutalized. It was like an entertainment contrived in Aldous Huxley's Brave New World by the professor of Feelies in the College of Emotional Engineering.
Is that like the talkies?
I don't know what that...
Who wrote that? Like Doug Assenhedson?
Wait.
Pauline Kael.
Movies better with an alien theme. E.T.
Mm, yeah.
Spielberg.
Okay.
Two words. Spiels.
So is this purposely just trying to get a rise out of me for thinking that Aliens is one of the, like, the best
movies? No.
This was an honest conversation we had earlier.
Honest. We honestly had this.
So what was the genesis of this?
The I've said that good earlier, movies and I bad movies. Again. The genesis of this was that Battlestar Galactica is more convincing than Alien.
I don't understand the context.
Star Wars?
Doctor what?
Doctor Who is more convincing than the movie Alien.
Now I know you're just trying to shit
me. Oh, here we go. Sucks. An empty-headed horror movie with nothing to recommend it beyond the disco-inspired art direction and some handsome, if gimmicky, cinematology.
It's actually
sad, angry bastard. Don't like movies.com.
No, it's
no. This is alienseries.wordpress.com.
It's Savage Gardens music liners.
I love Savage Garden.
And you.
Just another bloodthirsty shocker.
Talk about... Oh, the aliens are turning on us. The aliens are turning on us.
Oh my god. Predator! Predator! So much scarier than an alien.
Alright. I guess this is how we're going to end the show.
That's all.
Whoa.
Just happened.
Yeah, it's falling apart.
Well, let's stop it and see if we can hear any of this.